呀，
Before telling her story, Della Cheney from Cake sings a spirit song for all the families who were part of the boarding school era. Cheney is on a panel of 13 Tlingit elders during the recent Klan conference in Juneau. Since August, they've been meeting once a month with other elders at Gold Belt Heritage Foundation.
We're helping to write down the story of how boarding schools are affecting us and our families today, so that our children and grandchildren will know the history and realize the changes our families, our people faced.
From the late 1800s to the mid-1900s, the federal government split families and forced Native children into boarding schools to assimilate. Cheney says many were also raised in orphanages.
That time is still walking with us today. The people who were raised with no love or affection in a very hostile environment also raised their children without much nurturing or affection. So today, we see some of our families suffering from abuse.
Cheney says both her parents attended Sheldon Jackson School in Sitka. Her mother was only 10 when she was brought there in 1923.
It just breaks my heart to think that I was raised in such a loving family, to know that my mother and father weren't.
But Cheney says those who went to boarding schools persevered. In Cake, they fought to make the village a first-class city in 1951, allowing the community to operate its own school system. Emma Shorty is from Tesling, Yukon. She was 4 when she was taken away from her family in 1937 to go to a residential school in Carcross.
We were never allowed to go anywhere. We had to stay in one yard. They put a fence around the school. They used to lock the fence. And when we went to bed, they would lock our doors. And there was no bathrooms to go to. So we got into trouble for wetting our beds.
Shorty says she was molested at the school.
I learned to forgive. I wasn't always kind. Residential school just about killed my spirit. Today, I've forgiven.
Shorty fought hard to have her first daughter go to public school, even though she was turned away again and again for being Tlingit. John Martin went to boarding school in Eklutna, and then to the St. Pius X mission in Skagway.
But instead of Christianity, there were some ugly things that went on, and I'm not going to speak about that.
Martin says many of the elders are still hurt.
By putting us in boarding schools, it was a form of prison. They disrupted our learning process of the language. They actually took a way of life from us when our elders were teaching us how to gather food.
Martin says telling the stories from that time and identifying the hurt is the beginning of healing. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.